This is Alex Peace of EG with Alex Lifschutz, director of Lifschutz Davidson Sandland, at the EG Workplace of Tomorrow conference after the value of the workplace session. Is it a selling point in attracting and retaining talent? Alex, thank you very much for your time. One of the subjects which came up was these very over-prescribed tech spaces that are emerging, whether they are actually going to be fit for purpose in 5 or 10 years' time. You obviously have your own views about this. Go ahead.
Well, I suppose that we always look at the models, the exemplars, and think, oh, well, my space should be like that, or that sets a standard that we want to emulate. And the two sort of emerging trends that people are focusing on, one is very much driven by the big tech companies, so the Googles, the Amazons, and so on. And they have devised very, very well-curated, carefully orchestrated buildings that generally, not always, are out of town. Now there are some that are in town. So the out-of-town ones are a place like Menlo Park or Googleplex, which are out of town. They look a bit like shopping malls, and they are complete worlds. And in a way, they're sort of they're based on Stanford University. They're very much university campuses, and they're designed to attract a workforce that perhaps has just left university or is still at university and is starting to make the transition. So that's one type. And then, you know, another sort of emerging trend is those same people but in town. So Facebook in town. Well, in London, in NoHo, in Dublin, you see them right in town. And Amazon just opened their new HQ in Seattle, which is, I think, 30,000 people working in it. It's 5% of Seattle's workforce. So those are places that represent the company brand, and I'm not sure to what extent those are good exemplars for the general office market, because they are driven by very, very particular corporate identity. So Amazon have an Amazon rainforest in front of their HQ. It's a bit puerile, but you can sort of. So to what extent those very large corporate headquarters are suitable exemplars, I don't know. But they are certainly designed to attract a young, mobile, highly educated workforce, and they're very successful. The other sort of strand, which in a funny kind of way may look similar, is this sort of WeWork second home. It's rentable. So you can rent the same sort of space. It almost looks like a Google or a Facebook place, but it's just available for rent. And that's more, in a way, I think, more interesting. My knowledge of those places is that they're in town, and they're quite often juxtaposed with very interesting other things. So the Time Out space in Lisbon, which has Second Home above it, is really interesting. And you go there, you can have food and drink, and it's fantastic, and you can work upstairs. So I think more interesting and more sort of available, more mm-hmm. democratic.
I mean, these are.
That was a very long, very, very long.
We're sitting out in the sun in Chiswick Park. We've got plenty of time. And what do you think about the inner city development still going ahead? And what do you think is going to be genuinely important in offices going forwards, in the city going forwards, or in the next 10 years' time, in Shoreditch over the next 10 years, or in the West End?
I think it's a bit like housing. It's price and availability. I think if let's say you assume that an employee is around 100 square foot and you're paying £50 for that square foot, excluding rates and all the other bits and bobs, it's £5,000 a year. So the question is, if that doubles and it goes to £10,000 a year, what is the effect it has on your firm? And not all firms are Google. So, you know, I think affordability, location, it's the old thing. It's a bit like homes. You know, if you have to live an hour out of town to get to your job, that's a big disadvantage. And people will vote with their feet. Likewise, if your office is too expensive and is not very flexible and isn't available at in an appealing way, where you can actually trade in your lease and get a different office in the same building, then I think it doesn't work. And you see that in the private rented homes market, where leases are one page long, you can trade them in for extensions and so on. I think it's all about servicing the tenant now. It's not just a property deal.
Alex, thank you very much for your time.